South, how are you doing?
I'm doing good today, doing good. So, Studio South, things looking good from that window?
Yes, they are, but they're looking good at the north end of Studio South because the bacon in the air fryer is just now getting done, and
Ooh.
You talk about just smelling good.
Man, that is great.
Just got this automatic floor sweeper put up, so he wouldn't be making a ruckus. They're going around just wondering what I was going to bump into next. But no, things is good. Sure wish we could get some of that rain that's been going around.
Well, you'll probably get some before the weekend's over with, I think. So.
I'm going to give best of luck to all the riders out there and hope to be safe. And, you know, it's that muddy road. We're going to make things interesting for them. But, Ron, we had our drawing for our first week's winners of our summer-long family fun fishing contest. And the smiles those kids show me in their pictures. I had Janie Rebo down here during Memorial Day, and we were busy, busy, busy at the marina and here at home with the family. But her smile when she reeled in that catfish just rivaled what these kids are showing me. From 3 to 83, fishing has something for you.
Yes, indeed. And Jane's quite a lady, that's for sure.
He sure is. She watched me clean the catfish, and we had a big fish fry, and a lot of that goes on Memorial Day. But our contest, Ron, I started this in like 1997, a little takeoff from Mr. Jim Ramberg, who used to write for the Topeka Daily Capital, and we've been doing something for the summer in way of a contest. It was just inexperience, but now I'm really concentrating more on the fishing part of it. But we have five categories, and all through the summer, we'll be given every week five winners. And then in September, we will draw for five major prizes. And these are really special entries that have a little bit of a story to them. And the picture relates to something that I was doing out on the waters when I was a kid. So it really things that touches my heart there. We'll also be giving away not one, but two lifetime fishing licenses this year. Really want to thank our sponsors and volunteers for helping me get this done. And just a big weekend, but coming up this weekend, we'll be at Ravenwood on Saturday. We'll be over at Hartford on Sunday, awarding a lifetime fishing license over there. So just stay tuned to social media and to a calendar there on KVOE and find out what's going on and get those kids outside for a better inside. But our weekly winners this week with Catfish, 10-year-old Emily Lauer. She's here at the City Lake. I believe the young lady lives over at Chase County. Kay Lauer, she is just something bringing those kids into the marina. Emily was our lifetime license winner last year. And congratulations to her and the Morris County Shooting Sports Team. They'll be taking the team to the Nationals this year. That's pretty cool for them. Our crappie winner is Lyndon Meek, 11 years old, and he caught the crappie over at Melvern Lake. Sunfish winner, Newt Fox, 3 years old, and he caught a sunfish in a Morris County farm pond. We have pictures up on the What's in Outdoors Facebook page and also my own personal page of these kids smiling. Bass is Palmer Kinsale, and she's 3 years old, caught her fish at the Council Grove City Lake, and she was featured in the local newspaper here, the Council Grove Republican, with her catch. And then I need to talk to this young man. On the anything goes category, Daxton Maddox, 12. And he has had a picture of hand-caught gar, and it was caught in South Fork Creek. So I went hand fishing one time, and that was my hand. We'll go on things I can see. So I know he had to see these gar, but, you know, when you noodle for catfish, you can stick your hands down in about anything, and they like to hide in those crevices and rocks and log piles. But in fishing, I do need to talk with this young man when he comes in and get his prize. So we'll be drawing again. We have our drawings on Mondays. I'll contact the kids and let them know they win. And then thanks so much for letting us do this special edition of What's in Outdoors on Friday.
Yeah, and for entry forms and rules, Phil, where can they find these?
Well, really, you can just call me. We do have it up, I believe, on the KVOE community events deal. There's a flyer that we got out. The flyer, we got entries all over the state and also one from Wisconsin. So I need to, if they win, I need to talk with those people, just see how they heard about us. But you send your entry to us at youthfishingks@gmail.com. Once again, that's youthfishingks@gmail.com, or just give me a call, 620-794-5373, and I'll let you know about the rules and the contest, and just get out there, get those kids fishing, have a lot of fun. And, Ron, this is a free fishing weekend in Kansas.
Okay.
It means you can go out and fish without having a license. It's just something to get out and enjoy the great outdoors with fishing, and it's just it's something I've done all my life and really love to do.
Well, and a great weekend to get out there and be a part of it. And as Phil mentioned, too, he'll be you're going to Hartford Sunday, Phil?
Yes. Oh, Nick Best, they've really got a program going on. Love it. Many years ago, Brent Frazee and I, we went and covered an event down at Caney, Kansas, where some kids that were in middle school at the time had a young classmate with cancer issues. And so they organized a catfish tournament for him. And we had them on the radio show when they came up there. That was the I can't think of their last name, Brake family, came up. And it's just something those kids, making a fundraiser for a classmate. And the young man passed before the event happened, but they still had the tournament and give the money to his family. It was just great seeing communities rally around these type of events. And over at Hartford, I know Main Street will be close to the activity. They'll probably detour you around. The kids that register for the fishing derby that we have, which is, I had you and Chuck do that when we were part of match day up at the mall, they'll be eligible for a lifetime fishing license. Now, if these kids are over seven, it'll just be an either or, hunting or fishing. But from seven under, this will be a combination, hunting and fishing. So get those kids out there, and I'll be there to award the prize.
That's a great grand prize. So, yeah, the 13th Annual Jaeger Jenkins Memorial Catfish Tournament, as Phil was mentioning, downtown Hartford will be the weigh-ins, I believe, at 9 o'clock both tomorrow morning and Sunday morning, and the Hartford boys basketball team, high school basketball team, will be selling breakfast burritos out there, too, but you're going to see a lot of big catfish, I think, Phil, coming in to be weighed tomorrow.
See a lot of catfish, and you'll hear a lot of good stories, and I'll be able to catch up with some of my friends from that neck of the woods. Also came onto my radar that the Ebenezer Church over at Oakley, they have Mayday Fishing Derby, Community Fish Fry. That's going to be on June 23 and 24. Ron, fishing has been phenomenal.
Ooh.
I'll tell you, had the Liars Club event down, starting March 31, and Liars Club was fishing. You think some of these people stretch the truth, but that crappie run is still going on. And now the 1st of June, just this weekend, I talked to a couple ladies from Galva, Kansas, that were there at the marina feeding the carp, and that's one thing we do at the marina is give the kids a little cup of food to throw out there, and those carp will come up there on the water like piranhas feeding them. So I told them what the Pisces pedicure was. And some of them even put the food between their toes. And that's interesting to see their reactions for the first time. But those young ladies have been out on the rocks on the dam there just last week, and they caught, I think, 15 or 16 crappie. How the spawn has gone this long. The walleye fishing and sawgut fishing have just been crazy on our little lake. I do know Milford is really picking up, too, getting hot. And the reports of the striper fishing, wiper fishing over at Marion, just unbelievable.
Well, get out and catch something. What we say, huh?
Oh, you know it. You know it. I got the... My neighbor's pole got a pole out. He's been giving me a catfish about every morning to clean and I give it to people. So one thing that we're working on, we will be going over to Cabela's in Wichita in June June 8th it is, and if it goes right, we're going to have a big surprise for all those that come to the EGO, the Exploring the Great Outdoors event there at the Flint Hills Mall on July, I believe it's 22nd. So a lot of good things going in the outdoors.
Indeed.
How many birds on?
I've only seen one hanging around, Phil, not very long, so no, I haven't seen a lot of them.
They're working me over, but they'll probably start disappearing for a while because they'll start nesting, and then, of course, when the migration comes on a little bit later on, that's when you'll see a lot of them here. So.
All right.
You take care, Ron. Have a good weekend, and if those muscles get sore on you, they say that magnesium really helps for those cramps.
Well, I'll go find me some. Thank you, Phil.
Appreciate you.
Well, Phil Totten, What's in Outdoors. Phil will be with us. He's there with his full-blown program every third Friday, but then he's going to be joining us at 8:25 for a shortened version and to announce winners of that kids' fishing contest that is underway. Log on to KVOE.com and click on the community tab and drop-down menu and get on What's in Outdoors. KVOE live and local. It is 8:48.
A big boost for the U.S. economy. The Labor Department's latest jobs report shows a hiring spree. 339,000 jobs added in May, up from 253,000 in April. But there's a caveat.
The jobs market has been defying expectations, and this is yet another surprisingly strong number. The government's new data shows that 339,000 jobs were added to the workforce in May. That is way above economists' forecasts. The unemployment rate did tick up to 3.7%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. And more good economic news. The Senate passed the debt ceiling deal last night, averting a catastrophic financial